Here at CITR, we're
Moontan Nocturnal, vinyl-consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
the villains.
And
Nardwar the Human Serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
dark space punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the devil, hell, heaven! Do you understand? Finally!
But CITR is not a
commercial radio station.
Which means we need the help of listeners like you. Donate to CITR's 2013 fund drive, February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 to help purchase new soundboards for all three studios. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to CITR.ca. And thanks for supporting community radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fun Drive edition of Smart People. It's a very special edition of a very special show, which is about smart ideas and the people who make them. Today we have live in the studio some very smart people here with us, and before we actually get to our interview today, I'm going to tell you about why we are so awesome and why you should donate to Smart People so that we can keep being awesome. So, Smart People, the idea of this brand new show is actually that it's a place for new volunteers to take over the studio and interview whoever they think is interesting and has some interesting ideas to expose to you, the radio listeners. And we have a brand new spoken word training program here at CITR, and we'd really like to continue this program as long as possible. We want to expand it, we want to get new audio recorders. Our current audio recorders are in various states of disrepair and or repair. Some of them randomly turn off in the middle of an interview. So with your donations today, we can do a lot. We can get better equipment so that we can get more interviews to you on the air, cover more events happening in Vancouver, and just generally get some better equipment around the studio so we can sound even more awesome. So all you have to do is phone in to 604-822-8648, and you can just pitch as little as, I don't know, $10, $20, $50. We do have some special prizes for you, and those are, we have some CDs that you can win if you donate anything at all. There is, I think, a pretty wild Joan Rivers DVD, which is hanging out in the prize room. That could have your name on it if you're a Joan Rivers fan. And some other random things from the prize box. We've got a Fine Times CD, a Hannah Georges CD, The Tallest Man on Earth, Bow and Antler. You can pick out any of those CDs if you do call in the next half hour before noon and donate anything at all. And let's say, you know, if you donate $100, you can just take all of those things. You can just take the whole bag of prizes. There's also CITR-specific prizes like records and a Friends of CITR card that you'll get with it. T-shirts if you donate $75. So there's tons of great stuff you can get with your donation, as well as knowing that you're supporting local independent community radio. So I'm going to turn it over to our host and interviewees today on Smart People.
Thanks, Sarah. This is Elmer Weens hosting the second edition of a new show called Smart People, featuring half-hour interviews with smart people. And today we are talking with two very smart people from Review Vancouver. Review Vancouver is a web-based group that reviews the art scene in Vancouver and beyond. Welcome, John Jane and Ross Michael Pink. How are you guys doing?
Very good, Elmer.
Yeah, good morning, Elmer.
Good morning. I've looked at your biographies on Review Vancouver's website, and I must say they're very impressive biographies, as are the biographies of your other reviewers. I'll start with you, Ross. We go back about 20 years when I worked on the play The Caged Dream in the Vancouver Fringe Theatre Festival. Back in 1993, you directed that play and I acted in that. And since then, you've branched out into many areas of the art scene, like television interviews and documentary films. So tell us how you got into the Vancouver art scene.
Well, first of all, thank you, Elmer, for the invitation to be on your show and to talk about Review Vancouver. We started Review Vancouver in 1994, and it was the first web-based arts magazine in British Columbia. And we've grown to the point now where we're reviewing the entire range of the art scene, symphony, ballet, opera, the theater scene, arts club. We're doing a lot of the festivals, film festival, folk festival. And it's a very exciting opportunity because we get to reach out and meet with the art people. We get to do reviews, and we put all of our reviews, including interviews that we do as well, online. And the success of the Review Vancouver is exciting because now we're reaching out to many, many people in the community.
Yes, it's an excellent website, I think, and I really enjoy a lot of your reviews. John, you've lived in South Africa and Thailand and China and had various occupations. I read your reviews before I attend plays quite frequently. Like the ones on the Bard on the Beach last year, I listened to one of the I went to see the one of the Shakespeare plays. How did you get into the Vancouver art scene?
Hi, Elmer. It's nice to be here. I actually started with Review Vancouver through knowing Ross and knowing Ed a little bit. I started about 10 years ago, back in 2002, the fall of 2002. And although I don't have any particular talent in show business myself, my mother was in British vaudeville, and I had a cousin who worked on television back in the UK, who was quite well known at the time. I've always been very interested in theatre, in music, and in the arts in general. And it's a thrill for me. Although I came from a technical background, it's a real joy for me to go and see firsthand theatre, concerts, opera, and symphony, and talk to other people about it and write about it.
Your group has been reviewing the art scene, like I said, for about 15 years now. You're on the website, www.vancouverreview.org, right?
ReviewVancouver.org.
ReviewVancouver.org.
Right.
Right. So you've really seen the art scene in Vancouver evolving over these years. Tell us a bit of how the Vancouver art scene has evolved over the last 15 years.
Sure, Elmer. Well, first of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to our founder, Ed Farrellin, who's a real raconteur and cultural ambassador. And Ed, as I said, founded the Review in 1994. He's in the Philippines right now, but otherwise he'd be with us. So we really find that the art scene has grown tremendously over the last 18 years since we've been doing Review Vancouver. We've seen a particular expansion in the festivals, like the folk festival, the film festival, the dance festivals, PUSH, for example. And what we're finding is that with the rise of the internet now, of course, everybody is on the internet these days. So it's just been a wave that's helped Review Vancouver to grow because we're so much connected to the internet.
Right. With all your experience, how do you see the art scene evolving over the next 10 years or so? What do you think will happen?
Well, over the last 10 years or so, I've noticed that festivals like the PUSH Festival and the Chutzpah Festival in Vancouver, I see those continuing to grow exponentially. They've just got bigger and they're very popular. We want to keep them in Vancouver. We don't want them to go anywhere else, and Vancouverites support festivals.
Yeah. Just before we go to another ad for the fundraiser we're having here at CITR 101.9 FM, I'm here with Ross Michael Pink and John Jane. You were talking about Ed Farrellin. I guess we've all had... The three of us all know Ed Farrellin, and he's quite a character. He directed my play in 1994, The Caged Dream. So he's been quite the driving force, has he, for the Review Vancouver and the website and the art scene in Vancouver?
Absolutely, Elmer. Well, Ed's really a true Renaissance man, and there's not many left. He's a poet. He's published about 10 books of poetry. He's a dramatist. He's written a number of plays. He's a professor, Hispanic literature, and he's also, as I said before, the founder of Review Vancouver. And you know, Ed's dream, really, in doing Review Vancouver was to bring culture to a wider audience as possible. And Ed saw the growth of the internet coming, and it's a perfect marriage because we're bringing art to people through the internet. So it really is a wonderful marriage, so to speak. And Ed is, for example, Ed and I have often done the film festivals together, and during the Vancouver International Film Festival, we might together review about 80 different films in addition to doing interviews.
That's in 1 year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So and Ed's, you know, he travels a lot, but whenever he is in town, it's not uncommon for Ed to do 5 or 6 events a week. And that not only going to the event, but it also means going home, thinking, reflecting, and then writing an interesting review about what you've just seen.
Right. I'm here with John Jay and Ross Michael Pink. I'm Elmer Wiensand. This is CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. And we're going to head off right now to...
Where's the money?
CITR.
Oh. You want that money?
CITR.
Where's the money?
CITR.
Where's the money?
CITR.
Where's the f***ing money?
CITR.
The 2013 CITR Fund Drive is from February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 bills to help get new soundboards in all three of our studios. This means we need help from listeners just like you. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca and help support the station you love.
And welcome back. You are still listening to the Fun Drive edition of Smart People here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We do have operators standing by to take your donations, and anybody who donates can get some pretty random and fancy prizes. There's a pile of CDs waiting for you for any donation, and there's some Hannah Georges, Tallest Man on Earth, Bowen Antler, Fine Times, and even a rousing Joan Rivers DVD, which could be yours. I just wanted to take a second to tell you about some of the training programs we run at CITR and the kind of things that your donations will go to. So here at CITR, we give technical training to our volunteers, anybody who wants technical training, programming training, production. People can walk right in the door and say, I want to learn how to edit audio. And we will sign them up for a program to do so. And we'll teach them how to use a radio board. We'll teach them how to go out and do field interviews. We'll give them the equipment to do so. It's really quite a unique experience and setup that's open to community members and campus. So your dollars will be supporting quite an interesting and important training program here. And this show is actually a result of one of those training programs, which is the spoken word training program. So Elmer is interviewing some awesome folks on the air, and I'm going to let him get back to that. But please do call in at 604-UBC-UNIT, which is 604-822-8648. Donate, tell them it's for smart people, and we'll continue to keep putting smart people on the air here on CITR.
Thanks, Sarah. I'm back here at CITR 101.9 FM, here with Ross Michael Pink and John Jane of Review Vancouver. They review the art scene in Vancouver and beyond. We were talking about how the art scene has evolved. I'd like to go back a bit to the origins of Review Vancouver, particularly your website, reviewvancouver.org. How did your website get started, John?
Well, it actually got started before I joined, and we've tried to... I'm actually the resident webmaster now, but before me, it was developed by others to the state it is now, and we're actually just looking maybe eventually for other people to come in and help out with the design. I'd like to sort of ask your listeners to check us out at www.reviewvancouver.org. Take a look. If you have any comments, contact Ed. His email address is on the index page, on the splash page. And give us your opinion.
Okay, thanks, Ross. So what types of events do you review?
Well, that's an interesting question, Elmer. We've grown to the point now where we're covering, you know, everything from opera to the Fringe Festival. We do the Jazz Festival, a lot of dance, the various dance, everything from last week I did the National Ballet of China, which is one of the top 10 ballet companies in the world. And we do the Push Festival, very contemporary dance. We do the symphony. So it's a really exciting range of arts performances that we cover. And I think that resonates really well with our readers because they like the fact that Review Vancouver is very diverse. It's very eclectic. And we offer honest reviews so that you can see what a show is like perhaps before you even go to see it and see if it's your style, if it's something that you'd like to go and see.
I know you have quite a few reviewers, and way back in, I think it was 2001, I did a couple of Fringe review, a couple of Fringe plays for Review Vancouver. Who are your reviewers now? Who are these people?
Well, we have about 17 reviewers now, currently, and some, like John Jane, my partner here, are very active. Myself and Ed and others and other people, newer reviewers like Nancy Autumn has joined. And then we have reviewers that might review maybe one event every 2 or 3 months. So there's quite a range among the reviewers themselves. But these are people that have a passion for the arts in all its forms. There are people that are good writers. They're very observant people. They like to observe and to tell the audience what they see. So we really have quite an interesting range of reviewers, people from, you know, arts backgrounds, business backgrounds, academic backgrounds, literary backgrounds. And that's another strength, I think, of Review Vancouver is just the experience of our reviewers themselves.
John, what is the process by which a review gets onto your website? I mean, who initiates the contact, say, with the producers of an event or a play or an opera or whatever?
Well, our first point of contact is usually with the publicist of the theatre production group or Vancouver Opera. Over the years, we've developed an excellent rapport with Vancouver's publicists. There's an army of publicists here in Vancouver. As you know, Vancouver, for a city of its size, is very rich in the arts, and particularly in small theatre. So our first point of contact would be with the publicist. They would send us information on a particular event or festival or piece of theatre. And we would usually do a preview. We put up a preview. We have a whole web page donated or that attributes to the previews. And then one of us would be assigned or would offer a preference to go and review it. They would write a review, hopefully within between 24 hours and 48 hours, send it to me as well as Ed. Ed would probably edit it to just some fine tuning on the editing. And then I would actually upload it with graphics. And this would take place, hopefully, within 48 hours of the show being seen.
Well, your graphics, you mean the pictures that someone would see on the website, and there's a really fantastic pictures.
Yes, images that we would get from the publicist.
Well, the publicists send them to you, and then you upload them onto the website. That's why they're all so clear and really capture what the event is about. Mm. Next question I want to ask you is, what kind of feedback do you get from your reviewers, Ross?
Well, we have ongoing feedback from our audience. We get emails coming in every week to comment on what we've done. We get feedback from publicists who say thank you for covering this event. You know, one point I wanted to make, Elmer, is that when you do a major show like the Vancouver Opera or Cirque du Soleil that we've done many times, it's very easy to cover those events. They're high profile, but a lot of these arts organizations who are so dedicated, the performers are very talented, and they might only get one review for their play, for example, and they really appreciate the fact that Review Vancouver comes and gives them a review. And the feedback we're getting from our audience is that they like the diversity of the shows that we're covering, and they like the fact that they can read about all these different types of art going on in Greater Vancouver.
So do some people then sometimes disagree with your reviews, like the audience or performers or a producer or a venue of an event?
Oh, yes, we get negative and positive comments, and we welcome them all. If anybody's got something to say, well, let's hear it. Let's hear from you. We have no problems with negative feedback. We like positive feedback, of course, but whenever we get a response for the people who took part in the event or people that just went to see it, we respond to them. We email back and give back our opinions too.
So who would you say reads these reviews in terms of general public? Are they, you got any demographics like that? Is it young people, people our age, people in their 40s? Ross, who would you say reads them?
Well, I think because of the diversity of the shows that we cover, our audience tends to be quite diverse itself. So I think there's quite a broad range. I mean, we have people in their 20s right up to people who are senior citizens. So it's fortunately a broad range of people. The other thing I just wanted to mention, Elmer, is that we also get a lot of high-profile interviews that we've done. For example, one of our reviewers, Patricia Fleming, interviewed Arthur Golden, who wrote the best-selling book, Memoirs of a Geisha. We did an interview with Nagawan Chappell, who directed the film Tibet in Song. And we did interviews, for example, with Antonio Douthit and Rachel McLaren, who are lead dancers with the Alvin Ailey African-American Dance Company in New York City. So we really also reach out and do a lot of interviews with the Review Vancouver in addition to doing the reviews. And I think our audience is quite happy to get those personal insights from reading these interviews.
I've read your dance reviews. I find them really fantastic. You know, there's a lot of interest in dance these days, and to try and verbalize some physicality, is very interesting.
Oh, thank you, Elmer.
Suppose someone wanted to write a review or wanted to join your organization, like some university students. Would they be able to do that? Say, John.
Ed Farallon, our editor, he's been very open about taking on new reviewers and giving them a shot. We've got some students, our sort of age group range for reviewers, ages sort of between early 20s to late 60s. So Ed has actually given an opportunity to quite a few reviewers. There's 17 of us now. When I first started, there was only 6 of us. So we have a fairly large demographic of age already. So If you contact Ed, if you're interested, contact Ed. He'd probably talk to you on the phone and send him an example of some of your previous writing. And I'm sure he'd be interested to hear from you.
You don't get paid for these interviews, do you? What's the incentive?
Well, the incentive is to be involved in the art scene in Vancouver. No, none of us get paid. We're all volunteers.
So you haven't really monetized yet.
Well, that's something that we're getting a lot of interest from people about monetizing. So that's something that we are looking at for the future.
Okay, this is CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at UBC. I've been talking to two very smart people, John Jane and Ross Michael Pink of Review Vancouver. You can find their website. Just Google Review Vancouver for reviews of concerts, dance, films, and events, opera, symphony, and theater in Vancouver and beyond. And I guess that's it for our show, Smart People, this week.
And please do remember to dial in and donate at 604 UBC Unit. And keep us alive on the air. Keep us running some fantastic training programs for students and volunteers. Help keep our equipment up in better shape than it may be right now. You can be sure that your money's going to be going to a great cause and win some prizes.